Father, Lord Jesus, in this beautiful morning, we come to you. We seek you. We want to know you. Speak to us, Father, so that we can understand your will in our life. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. So, yesterday when I was sitting in my office, then I'm thinking that SP retreat is coming, and then it's coming by tonight. So, and then I know that PSM is quite busy. That's why I'm thinking if he has something to do, then what should I share this morning? But before I share this morning, I asked him, PSM, are you coming tomorrow for EMP? Yes. So I keep this all idea in my mind. And then this morning, I need to take out everything. Okay. The first, I start to think, what is retreat? Why make SP people exciting? Unbelievable. 400 people from Hong Kong driving few hours to China. And then need to pay. And then need to waiting list. Yeah. I have surfing in many church, and I see that usually people come and then they apply for retreat at last minute, but in SP, 3 weeks before the time already close. That means you are excited in retreat. But do we know what is retreat? Simple word. I make my own definition about retreat. Retreat is the time to seeking God. That means retreat is the time to knowing God. But also, retreat is the time to evaluating in front of God, do I do the best for Him? The first two definitions we can see from Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. Let us open Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in the secret will reward you. Of course, I can apply this verse not only for prayer, also for retreat. Because in retreat, we have a communion, a worship together, but at the same time, we also come to seek God personally. As you know that we live in Hong Kong, it's a busy city. Sometimes we don't have time to seek God privately. So it is a good time to seek God privately. But brothers and sisters, retreat is not only stop at seeking God, but more of that, we ask God to speak to us, and then as the result, we want to do the word that we get from God. So retreat is not only talking about, oh yeah, we go to this hotel, it's very nice, the food is very yummy, the speaker make us laugh every time, and then we get anointing from God, everything like that. Of course, that's included in a component of a retreat, but that is not the most important. Because of this, brothers and sisters, I see three kind of people who join retreat. First of all, let's learn from people of Israel at the book of Exodus chapter 5. I really love this story. Exodus chapter 5, verse 1. And afterward, Moses and Aaron came and said to Pharaoh, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, let my people go, that they may celebrate a feast to me in the wilderness." In other translation, they said like this, "Let my people go, so that they may worship me." So brothers and sisters, after few hundred years living in the bondage, Israel people never know, never done retreat. They never worship God according the Bible, according God will. Now, Moses lead them and then want to bring them, release them, so that they may worship God. Brothers and sisters, retreat is a time to seeking God. Retreat is a time to worship God without any mobile, any WhatsApp, any BlackBerry message. That is retreat. I really want to seek God and let everything settle down first. In other sense, when I was in seminary at Lutheran Theological Seminary, I'm learning centering prayer. Yesterday, I shared with Pastor Sophia. Pastor Sophia, when you feel tired, you don't know what to do, just do centering prayer. Praying. What is centering praying? Just sit down in front of God and then open your heart and then don't say anything. Let God speak to you. Now, brothers and sisters, this kind of experience only can happen when you leave everything and then starting enter in front of God. Israel people, 400 years, they are busy, they are bondage with many things. That's why they cannot come to sit in front of God. They need Moses to lead them come out and then sit in front of God. Of course, we are not live in physical bondage, but today there are many believers live in spiritual bondage. They are too busy, too many things, cannot concentration. If we say many kids, they suffer autism, then I can say that many believers also suffer autism. Autism, what I mean is, cannot sit down quietly in front of God. Even when we sit in the church, our mind still go around. What I want to eat after this worship? What I want to go after this worship? I need to call him. I need to do this. I need to do this. Same like Israel people. And then because they cannot concentration, that's why they cannot see God clearly. That's why they don't know who is God. That's why as the result, they didn't do God will in their life. So sad, brothers and sisters. Israel people need retreat. Same with us. We need retreat. I'm a little bit jealous because I cannot join. Suppose I want to join, but who take care of Spin? That's why I stay here and I take care of Spin. But it's okay. Monday, I can start to do my own retreat. When I travel around, I need to sit down and then seek God again for next few years what I want to do. Israel people, they do retreat. But in the midst of the process of the retreat, they have problem. And then they didn't see God. They grumbling, and then they shouting, they angry with Moses. Brothers and sisters, when we say, I want to do retreat, another problem must be come out. But let don't see the problem. It is the time to see God. The second example is very interesting, which is in Matthew chapter 17. Matthew I really want to join this kind of retreat. Matthew chapter 17, verse 1. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John his brother and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. The retreat was organized by Jesus and then only took 3 persons. And then Jesus is the speaker. In the midst of retreat, they can see the real of Jesus. That means transfiguration of Jesus. Now, brothers and sisters, you need to know, when Jesus come as a human, he 100% a human, and also he is 100% of God. One person, two nature, yeah, cannot separate, but also not mix. But these two nature walk together in his personal, in his person. Sometimes we only see he is a human, but at another time we can see that he is 100% of God. During his life with the disciple, he not clearly show up himself as a God. But in this occasional, he show up his life as a real God. That's why this must be beautiful retreat. Oh, how wonderful if tonight, tomorrow, and then Sunday night, when the speaker come out and then the ministry time starting, yeah, everybody have a good picture. Everybody can see who is Jesus. Everybody can hear something from God, like at Matthew chapter 17. I pray for that. Amen, brothers and sisters. Yeah, we can see something. But so sad. Why I said so sad? After they saw Jesus clearly, they just say, let us stay together here. That means, brothers and sisters, they just want to enjoy this kind of situation for themselves. But let me tell you, once you get something at the retreat, it doesn't mean that's only for you. It means that God chose you to bring something, go out for other people. That's why I learned from this case. The first case, I don't want to have like that. The second one, oh no, 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 no. Of course, I want to see Jesus, but I want more than that. So we need to see the third retreat, which is, I say, the perfect one. Let's open Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Now, as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening his word. Of course, this is a retreat. Come to God and then sit in the feet of God and then listening his word. I remind you again, retreat is a time to seek God. Retreat is the time to know God. Seek God and knowing God, you can do it only when you sit in the feet of God and then listening his word. That's why we really need to pray for the preacher, so that tonight, tomorrow, and then Sunday night, they really, really release the word of God. But what make me want to learn from Mary, because after seeking God and then listening His word, Mary did a great thing. Let us open John 12. The story Mary anoint Jesus. John 12 verse 1. Jesus therefore 6 days before the Passover come to Bethany, where Lazarus, whom Jesus has raised from the dead. So they made him a supper there, and Martha was serving. But Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him. Mary then took a pound of very costly perfume and pyrrhus and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Brothers and sisters, after retreat, we see there is a change in Mary's life. She is willing to give her perfume for Jesus. And then, as we know, the tradition told us that that perfume supposed is using by her for special occasional in her life. That's a wedding party. So when a woman want to get married, at that time she need to have a very, very good perfume, so that the perfume pour on her body, so that she can offer her life for her husband. Now Mary took the perfume and then pour out at the feet of Jesus and then use her hair to wipe out. Oh, brothers and sisters, that means Mary give everything to Jesus. How can she did it? Because of the story from Luke chapter 10. So retreat must change our life. Retreat must open our mind. Retreat must bring up one step forward closer to God and do the will of God. There are three kinds of retreat story in the Bible. We don't want to learn from Israel. The second one, of course, we like the retreat like Peter, John, and James. They can see Jesus clearly. But the perfect one is learn from Mary. After retreat, he can bring the best to God. I remember the first retreat I was attend when I was around 17 years old. And then at the retreat, the speaker called us, who want to be a full-time pastor? At that time, I have a dream. I want to study accounting, and I want to be a banker. Yeah, I love money at that time. But of course, you guys also love money. Living in Hong Kong without money make us stress every time. We can see how suffer many people without money. So I came from a poor family. So now it is the time to study accounting, and then I want to hit as a banker. But on the retreat, the speaker challenged us, who wants to be a pastor? This hand like this. Stop. And I want to be a pastor. That the first experience of retreat. I don't know what is the pastor life at that time. Yeah, I don't know that in my culture, if you want to be a pastor, full-time pastor, you need to go at seminary. You know, living at seminary, yeah, half like jail. Half like jail. I mean, you want to eat a lot, then you need people who are fasting. Because when they are fasting, they don't eat, then there's a time for me to get more food like that. And then if you want to eat more meat, then you need to wait the plate go around from the beginning to the end, and then just pray. I hope she don't like it. I hope they don't like it. I can get more like that. And then every time, tang, tang. That means study time. Tang, tang. Sleeping time. Tang, tang. Working time. I don't know that. I just say, God, is this a time? Okay. Then I submit that. So, really, that's a beautiful time. Beautiful time. Then I'm happy because I didn't stop just only join retreat. I follow what God say in the retreat. And as the result, I'm here today because of the result of the retreat. So brothers and sisters, we spend time. We pay for the retreat. We join retreat. My praying, don't stop only at the retreat. Learn from Mary. After retreat, Mary knows what she wants to do. She gives the best to Jesus. That's why the story of Mary, even till today, some preacher still talk about this. If you want to make the history of God in your life, then I will tell you, don't stop at retreat. After retreat, something big will be happen in your life because you have hear God, you have seek God, you have get something from God. Then just do it. Let us pray. Why we'll worship God this morning? Yeah. Just pray for our own life. Today we will starting retreat. Today something happen, something big will happen in this place. But of course, the most important is something big will happen in our life. God will show something to us. God will tell something to us. Yeah. It is a time to go to next level. It is a time. It is a time. Thank you. This morning, I want to ask you, just pray for our retreat. I get some message from our group that some people who want to join, they are sick. So we pray for them. And then there are one of bus leader can't find their return to motherland card, a card that bring them go to China. So we pray for them. Yeah. Yeah. Also pray special for Ben. He want to join retreat. He also have flu. Yeah, we pray for them. Yeah. Also pray for our main speaker, Pastor Benjamin and Pastor Daniel. We pray for them. Yeah, really, that God will pour His blessing through the speaker. And also pray for worship leader, music team. Yeah. Pray for our safety drive from Hong Kong to China. Yeah. It's not easy to arrange 400 people. Yeah. We pray that every member who join retreat have submissive heart. Yeah. They follow the leader so that bus can start on time. Yeah. Pray together. Pray that there are a spiritual atmosphere during the retreat. Yeah. And also the other thing that I said, it is also important regarding yesterday, Rachel preached. When Paul want to go to Roman, Paul want to share something. And then at the same time, Paul also want to get something from Roman people. That means retreat is a time to have good fellowship among church member. We pray that in the retreat, brothers and sisters not only worship together, but brothers and sisters also live together as a big family, as brother and sister in Christ. So usually we don't have many time to care one and each other. Usually we cannot show our hospitality. And then this is a time that we can care each other. We can ask, well, how can I help you? How can I pray for you? Is there anything that I need to support you? It is a time, brothers and sisters, because we are family of God. So we just cover this thing by prayer. And we really depend by God. Father, Lord Jesus, our heart rejoices in you. We are so exciting to see what happened tonight when you are in the midst of our worship time and you will pour your blessing to us. But as a people of God, we really want to learn from Mary, Father. After seek God, hear the word of God, and at the last, Mary go to next level. She give his life to you. Same with us. We really wait revival happen in this church, Father. And then the revival mean stand up from God. Stand up for God. And then face the world. And be a blessing to this world, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We pray all in Jesus' name.